Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your 2014 Imagine Cup World Championship host, Kate Yeager.
Guys, let's hear it for the UW marching band. I mean, what? Hello and welcome to the Imagine Cup, everybody. Yeah, I'll take another. Okay, yes, it is a competition, but more importantly, it's a celebration. A celebration of student innovation, student creativity, the power that these students from around the world have to not just look into the future, but to change it for the better. So this 12th installment of the Imagine Cup marks an important milestone. For the first time in history, the championship is being held in Microsoft's hometown, the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Today, we are guests of Tech Ready, a conference dedicated to Microsoft's vision of the future. So it's a tremendous opportunity for our student developers to meet their counterparts here at Microsoft and to see firsthand what it's like to bring technology to the real world. Tomorrow, we're inviting you and the entire Seattle community to visit our student developers at MOHAI, the Museum of History and Industry on the shores of Lake Union. All the students will be there. You can bring your friends and family and check out all of these amazing projects in action. So for our competitors, the journey to Imagine Cup started long before they ever got on a plane to Seattle. It began months, sometimes years ago, with an idea, a spark, a dream. Not to mention countless nights undoubtedly fueled by another local innovation, coffee. You're about to see teams receive awards in three premier categories: World Citizenship, Games, and Innovation. Then, each of the three first place winning teams will compete on stage for the Imagine Cup. So our finalists have seen unprecedented opportunities and experiences throughout the competition. Beyond the $50,000 they take home, the top team in each category will earn incredible opportunities. So we are fortunate enough to have three very special guests to preside over the competition. This panel of luminaries has spent time this week getting to know the contestants and their technologies, evaluating each team on their concept, how innovative it is, how they've executed it, and how they plan to bring it to market. This morning, the judges will lead a question and answer session on stage. Three amazing teams, but only one can take home the cup. Our first judge is a Harvard graduate, an angel advisor, investor, he could be that too, and it's a strategic advisor to startups like Facebook, Dropbox, and BlueKai. He is also the founder of Code.org, a nonprofit organization dedicated to encouraging people, especially students, to learn to code. Please welcome Hadi Partovi. Anyone who has read and asked me anything can recognize the second judge. As general manager of Reddit, he helped grow the site into an incredibly influential, highly trafficked community with more than 4.7 billion page views every month. That many other accomplishments landed him on Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list not long ago. Please welcome Eric Martin. third and final judge has brought the spirit of innovation to work each and every day of his 22-year Microsoft career. He spent a lifetime building things from his days at Mangalore University in India to leading one of the world's largest organizations into the next age of computing. Get your cameras ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella. Well, thank you, judges, and we'll see you a little bit later in the show. So across the last 12 years, Imagine Cup has reached more than 1.7 million students. This year, tens of thousands worldwide competed in more than 70 national, regional, and global contests. And from all of those projects, we invited 34 top teams to Seattle this week to work for our world championship. Now these students are about to step on stage alongside these three judges to compete for the highest honor, the Imagine Cup. But before we get to that, please join me in welcoming a driving force behind Imagine Cup, Microsoft Corporate Vice President and Chief Evangelist, Steve Guggenheimer. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm gonna burn it up.
Morning, everybody. Morning. This is awesome. 12 years of doing Imagine Cup. We've been all over the world. We've been to Egypt, we've been to India, Australia, Korea, really far away places like New York. We've done it for the first time, though, as we brought it back here. And so first off, thank you to the Tech Ready audience for having us here today. We really appreciate it. Thanks to the students, our partners, the folks that are helping us, our Microsoft student partners that are here. And then what an incredible judge panel. What an incredible panel of judges. Hands up for them. So I just have a couple of quick things this morning to get us going. We started with 33,000 students in more than 100 countries. We're down to the top 34 teams from 34 different countries today. Pretty big honor. We love the notion of what the students are doing. What you'll notice this year, over the course of the years in the past, these projects are becoming more refined. It's not just about technology. It's about the technology plus the user experience plus an audience plus a business model. It's a project. And so we come from a student-run startup. Microsoft started by a student who didn't finish college. He kicked it off, grew this business, and I think in the student-run startup category, Microsoft stands out as one that did pretty well. And so one of the things we want to do from that is for the winner of the Imagine Cup today, whoever wins the prize, personal mentoring session from Bill Gates, the original student startup mentor in our industry. So that's one piece. The second thing, we have Hadi here with us today. One of the things we want to do over the next year is continue to grow the scale of the folks that participate in the Imagine Cup. Part of how we want to do that is we want to continue to scale not just to universities around the world, but to a younger generation of developers. We're seeing developers and entrepreneurs starting much younger today. And so we're going to work on growing the breadth in which we work to younger and younger generation. And one of the things we want to do in partnership with Hadi on that, his organization, Code.org, runs something called an Hour of Code. Turns out we have 7,000 Microsoft student partners around the globe who can take that program and take it to universities, to high school, all around the world, and get more and more students involved in coding. So we're going to support Hadi. We're going to pick up the Hour of Code. And we're going to carry that forward, try to grow the base of developers around the world. So thanks for kicking it off, and we're going to go there with you. All right. One last thing, and then we'll get into the judging and the award winners. Every year when we come and do this, we announce where we're going to have the next year's Imagine Cup. I'll tell you, it's been an incredible week. We learn a ton from the students. Getting the students their energy on campus as part of the 1 week, getting the opportunity to have them interact with our developers and our teams, getting people to see the beautiful city of Seattle and getting the interaction, look, it went really well. We got really good feedback. So we're going to break precedent. We're coming back here next year. We're going to do it again. Satya, let's hear it for... If we do 1 week again, we'll line it up. But look, I love the learning we get from the students. We love having you here. Feedback's been great. So we'll see you again next year in Seattle here. Let's go on with the show. Thank you. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm gonna bring the beat back straight.
Well, thank you, Googs. So let's celebrate the winning students, shall we? But before we get to the three major award categories, let's give a shout out to our Partner Award and Challenge winners who were honored earlier this week but are here with us now. Students, go ahead and stand up. Where you go? Yeah, there you are. Big round of applause. Nicely done. Take a look around you. We have students here from many countries around the world, including Uganda, yeah, Japan, Venezuela, France, there we go, and Jamaica. Yeah. Together, we are all citizens of the world. So what does it mean to be a world citizen? What is one person's responsibility compared to the billions of people on this planet? The Imagine Cup World Citizenship Competition embraces the belief that technology can be a powerful force for good. It focuses on transforming how we think about health, education, social issues, and the environment. Some past winners in this category have built prototypes for determining blood types in emergency situations and using smartphones to replace hearing aids. It's kind of inspiring stuff, wouldn't you agree? To announce our World Citizenship winners, please welcome Microsoft General Counsel and Executive Vice President, Brad Smith.
Good morning. I want to say how thrilled all of us from Microsoft are here. We're so thrilled to be here this morning. It's a great pleasure just to recognize and honor such amazing student innovators from around the world. Yeah, at Microsoft, we do a lot of work to advance our corporate citizenship, but the truth is this: there is nothing that is more important than the work we try to do to help youth improve their own futures and empower themselves and enrich their communities. Yeah, our commitment to youth is embodied in our Global Youth Spark Initiative. It actually goes beyond citizenship. It goes beyond philanthropy. It includes a number of products and projects and programs offered by Microsoft as a whole. But if you step back and you think about it, it's all about one thing. We're trying to give young people access to the tools and the opportunities to design, to build, to really deliver new technologies that will help make the world a better place. Of everything that we do to support youth, nothing is more emblematic of what young people can accomplish. Nothing is more symbolic of the opportunity we all have to bring the world together than the Imagine Cup. It is truly special. It gives young people the opportunity to show the world what you all can do. Your success here today at the Imagine Cup not only changes lives for those who participate, but someday for all of us in this room, for people around the world, we may wake up and find that something that we saw here has touched us and our families. So let's get to the three winners for the citizenship category, beginning with our third place winner. It is Access Earth from Ireland. Congratulations. It's fantastic. Okay. Here you go. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me get the congratulations. Congratulations. And there's this little check here for $5,000. Congratulations. It's great.
We're Team Access Earth from Ireland.
Ireland's Access Earth took inspiration from Paralympic dance champion Vivian Macedo when building a Windows Phone app they describe as TripAdvisor for the mobility impaired. Access Earth provides reliable and up-to-date accessibility information on public locations. The app's easy-to-understand rating system provides useful information such as elevator and ramp locations, all based on first-hand experience of what mobility-impaired users want and need. The Access Earth team developed their project for Windows Phone using Microsoft Azure for cloud storage. They formed partnerships with several disability organizations in Ireland and are collecting initial data from users in 10 cities around the world. Congratulations to Access Earth for their third place victory.
Well, now on to the second place winner, which is Smart Crew from Taiwan. Here you go. Congratulations. 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 Here you go. Clearly, this is the most important thing right here. But in addition to this, you have a check that can go right underneath it if you'd like. There you go. Congratulations. Nice job.
Taiwan's Smart Crew understands how giving stroke patients tools to measure their progress during rehabilitation can make recovery much easier. They developed U-Sense, a wearable motion detection system that uses a gyroscope, accelerometer, and magnetometer to collect data on patient mobility and upload it to the cloud for access by approved clinical specialists. The team developed U-Sense's software as a .NET application in Visual Studio using Microsoft Azure for cloud storage. Their custom hardware solution measures movements in under 5 degrees of precision, an important requirement for clinical rehabilitation. It measures movement angles, angular velocity, spasticity, muscle tone, and more. Congratulations to Smart Crew for their second place victory.
And finally, in the World Citizenship category, we have our first place winner, a team that receives $50,000 and an invitation to work with Microsoft Youth Spark for a week. That winner is Inemia from Australia. Congratulations. There you go.
Australia's Inemia has created a low-cost, easy-to-use mobile app that can diagnose anemia simply by taking a selfie. The app analyzes the eye of the user through the camera of a mobile phone. By detecting conjunctival pallor, the project's algorithm can diagnose the presence and severity of anemia. Anemia affects approximately 25% of the global population and accounts for 20% of all maternal deaths. Standard medical tests for anemia require trained personnel. Team Inemia consists of two medical students with a passion for technology. They previously scored an honorable mention in the Imagine Cup Project Blueprint and User Experience Challenges, as well as the Imagine Cup Skype Award for Social Impact. Inemia runs on Windows Phone, Image processing is done in the cloud with Microsoft Azure. Improvements to the algorithm are made directly to the cloud without requiring a client update. Team Inemia is running an ethics-approved multi-center trial in both rural and urban Australia, with 87 participants generating hundreds of photos. Accuracy rates are up to 80% in the prototype. The team will seek seed funding and NGO partnerships to run field trials in the developing world. Inemia will be free to users for limited monthly usage. In-app purchases enable unlimited usage for clinics and the ability to generate medical reports and collect data over time. For the developing world, the team expects Inemia to be completely free. Congratulations to Inemia on their first place victory.
All right. To Inemia, to all of the teams that participated in the citizenship category, thank you. Well done. Here we go.
Thank you, Brad. You're going to see Inemia in just a few minutes for their chance to compete for the Imagine Cup. Okay, we all know playing games is a universal experience because they're fun. They're a healthy outlet for our competitive natures, a chance to vanquish opponents on an imaginary battlefield. And that is what the games category is all about. So to create a successful game, developers must bring together a story, a challenge, logic, design, interaction, engineering, art, and so much more. Our winners today have unlocked that achievement. Yeah. Here to announce the winners is a titan in the field, the creator of Tetris, a Microsoft veteran, a true master of game development, Alexey Pajitnov.
Thank you, Kate. It's amazing to think how much gaming has changed since Tetris was first released in 84. So, from Xbox One to mobile, game platform empower almost limitless creativity. And today, the game much more immersive, challenging, and much more fun than ever before, I think. Yes, and it's very inspiring to see how student teams, what they have accomplished. And now let's see who wins the prize. So the third prize goes to Illogic Egypt, guys. Great. So,
thank
that's
you.
That's for you. That's for you. That's for you. And last one. Yeah, don't run away. That's small check for whatever, 5,000. Great job, guys. Good.
Egypt's Illogic put a new spin on the perils of pet ownership.
Yeah!
With their video game, Puppy in Bubble. Mischievous puppy Spot keeps getting lost. To get him home, the player catches him in a floating soap bubble and then uses objects like vacuum cleaners, fans, and even soap guns to gently push Spot back to his owner. Our judges found the resulting physics-based puzzles to be a perfect match for the touchscreen controls. With a playful, light-hearted nature and just one more level design, Puppy in Bubble is suitable for a wide audience. Illogic used the Unity game engine for development of this Windows Phone project.
Puppy and Bubble! Yeah!
Now the second place go, wow. Beaumont, Korea. Great job, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, take your awards. Congratulations. Congratulations, don't run away. That's important part.
American Beaumont from Korea.
Korea's Beaumont looked to childhood memories of a magical place when they created their video game, Under Bed. In the game, a young girl named Judy finds an entire world under her bed when she explores the Dust Kingdom, the Mold Garden, and the Dust Queen Palace. Judy wears socks on her hands and rubs them together to make static electricity, which gives her the power to control dust. Featuring bright and delightful art direction and whimsical character design, Under Bed is suitable for a wide audience. Our judges found its platformer gameplay and environmental puzzles to be fun and imaginative. It's built for Windows 8.1, and Judy's ever-changing wardrobe can be set as a live tile. Congratulations to Beaumont for their second-place victory.
And finally, Oscar goes to... Wow. So the first place team will take home $50,000 prize, and all expense paid trip both to PAX Dev and PAX Prime Festival, with where they will spend 4 days demoing their game. And the winner is, could you believe it? Brain Studio Russia. My compatriots. Great job, guys. Okay. Big congratulations. Great job. Wait a second. This is important part too.
Team Brainy Studio from Russia.
Russia's Brainy Studio created Turn On, a charming and fast-paced video game where you play an electrical spark, bringing power back to a darkened city. Leaping from power lines to metal pipes and lighting up lamps, TVs, and entire buildings, your spark makes the city come to life. Turn On is Brainy Studios' third game as a team. They placed second in the 2013 Imagine Cup Russia National Finals, and this week received the App Campus Award for Excellence in Mobile Apps. For this project, the students were inspired by Earth Hour, a global environmental movement to turn off all lights worldwide for 1 hour. They conceived of a world where the lights have gone out and only a brave spark can bring them back. Brainy Studio used the Unity game engine for development and built their project for Windows 8 and Windows Phone. Microsoft Azure is used to save game data and synchronize it across platforms so you can play Turn On wherever you go. Brainy Studio has released a free web-based prototype that has been played by more than 5,000 gamers, providing valuable user analytics to improve the project. The team will release Turn On for multiple platforms in early 2015 as a free-to-play game supported by advertising with a paid unlock for the full version. Congratulations to Brainy Studio on their first place victory.
Hey! Congratulations! Good job.
Thank you, Alexi. And we'll see Brainy Studio out here in not too long competing for the cup. The Imagine Cup's innovation category comprises of social networks, music services, digital photography apps, gadgets and robotics, the list goes on. It's about the future, and you're about to see it for yourself right here, right now. To announce our innovation winners, let's welcome back Googs.
All right, three more to go before the live competition. This is the innovation category. It's my favorite, because innovation, you don't actually know what you're looking for, but when you see it, you know you found it. And that's the beauty of innovation. So let's jump right in. Let's start with the third place winner. The third place winner goes to Butterfly Bahrain. This is a very cool solution. Where's the team from Bahrain? So great, so great. Congratulations, well done. Grab another one. Thank you. I have a 16-year-old daughter, she loves your stuff. So you guys are perfect for that. Let's get the photo. Here's the check, sorry. I forgot the important part. There we go, I'll help hold it. Go ahead and look at the solution.
We are the Butterfly team from Kingdom of Bahrain.
Bahrain's Butterfly has brought personal fashion to a new level with their personal nail polish mixer. Dial in the color you want or select it from a photo of your favorite shirt. And Butterfly's custom hardware will produce exactly the shade of nail polish you want in matte, gloss, or glitter finishes, and in a quantity perfect for a single application. Now you can match your outfit, mood, or eyes perfectly every time. Butterfly's prototype software is written in Microsoft Visual Basic, with a Windows Phone app coming soon. Congratulations to Butterfly for their third place victory.
Imagine Cup!
But I gotta tell you, as a father of a 16-year-old daughter, she knew innovation when she saw that one. So let's jump up to number two now. Second place in the innovation category, another awesome, awesome team. Tep from Hungary. Come on, Tep team. Got the 10K check. Woo!
Everystep has brought a new approach to fitness apps. A virtual pet whose happiness and well-being are provided by your own real-world workout and exercise routines. Keep working out and you'll earn food and toys for your charming animal friend. But spend a week on the couch binge-watching Netflix and your virtual pet might get lonely.
Get up.
Get up.
TEP is built for Windows Phone. It uses Microsoft Azure mobile services and SQL database for cloud storage and user authentication. It is also compatible with fitness trackers such as Fitbit. Earlier this week, TEP received the Imagine Cup App Campus Award for excellence in mobile apps. Congratulations to TEP for their second place victory.
All right. Now we get to the number one and the third contestant in the final round for the overall Imagine Cup winner. In the innovation category, they also receive a $50,000 check. But in addition, we're going to do a four-week accelerator, mini version of Accelerator, through Microsoft Ventures. So you're going to join the Microsoft Ventures Accelerator in the country or location closest to you. So here we go. The number one, do we have some Kiwis in the house from Estimate? Come on up. Get the really big check here. I'll hold this below. You got the other end of it.
New Zealand's Estimate has created an app that brings friends together, especially your friends who are always late. The app takes events organized through Facebook and other social media and adds real-time updates via GPS tracking. Instead of repeatedly calling and texting your friends to ask where they are, Estimate tells you their current ETA, so you know when to order the first round or the second. Planning to spend time with your friends is easy. It's actually meeting up that can prove difficult. Research has shown that for every 10 friends who have agreed to come to an event, 6 of them will be late. Estimate is a Windows Phone app that integrates with social networks like Facebook. Arrival time updates are calculated automatically for each user and even tell the organizer whether a guest is currently idle or actually on their way. The project uses Microsoft Azure Web Services, mobile services, and SQL database, as well as Bing Map services to analyze routes and traffic. The team will conduct 3 months of closed testing, followed by a 6-month regional rollout. The app will be free to use, with premium features available for purchase after a 1-month trial. Congratulations to Team Estimate on their first place victory.
One more hand for Estimate and all the innovation winners. All right, I'm gonna have you guys go that way. We're gonna invite Kate back out.
Thanks, Googs. And Estimate, we will see them in just a moment. Okay, so you've seen finalists and winners from across all three premier categories, world citizenship, games, and innovation. And there's only one thing left to do. Decide which of the first place teams will take home the Imagine Cup. So you're about to witness a question and answer competition that unfolds on this stage in 3 rounds, each one based on the competition's 3 principles. Right now, each of the 3 teams are on even ground. How they answer each of the judges' questions will go a long way in determining who is the champion. So the first round is the Dream It round. What inspired these teams? What was the spark that led to the idea? The second round is the Build It round. The questions will be about the technology behind the idea, the nuts and bolts of how this stuff works. The final round is the Live It round. An invention is only useful if you can bring it to the world. So what are the business plans that'll make these projects viable? We'll dig into how these students plan to market their innovations. Are you ready? Yeah. So I hope our judges are. Let's welcome back Eric, Hadi, and Satya.
Hello.
Welcome back, guys. Right. Now, judges, you've all done your homework. You are familiar with the projects that earned these teams a trip here today. Now it's your job to decide who will take home the Imagine Cup and with it, a personal meeting with Bill Gates. So let's bring out our finalists. The winners of the World Citizenship category, Imenia from Australia. The winners of the Games category, Brainy Studio from Russia. And the winners of the innovation category, Estimate from New Zealand. All right, teams, welcome to the Imagine Cup. You excited? Yeah. Our three judges have prepared questions for you. Now, you're only gonna have 90 seconds to answer each question, and yes, you will be on the clock. So when you're asked a question, your team can huddle to decide if you want to answer in a specific way, but remind yourselves that goes against your 90-second time limit. So you'll know you're getting close to time expiring when you hear this music. So if you exceed the time allowed, true story, I'm not afraid to interrupt. That's the truth. Judges, okay, this is going to be a tricky part for you guys. You may be tempted to ask a lot of questions, but in each round, you only get one, so make it count. Students, we'll begin with the Dream It round. Let's talk about how you got your idea and where you found your inspiration. Hadi, first question's to you over at the World Citizenship Team, Imenia.
So obviously, helping detect anemia is an important thing to do. My question is, how did you think that you could do that using a mobile app, and what made you think of using the color cards?
So why we thought we could do this using a mobile app? The idea of using conjunctival pallor is not a new one. It's been around for thousands of years. We get taught it in medical schools. It dates back to the days of Hippocrates. We combined old teachings with modern technology, and we used color standards, which are widely used in photography, and we thought that we could make something better than just eyeballing it, to speak.
So with the mobiles as well, our whole kind of idea came from, okay, selfies are big right now. We want people to be able to do something that they're used to doing, something such as taking a selfie, and be able to identify it. In the end of the day, what we want to do is ensure that preventable causes of anemia are picked up before it's too late, that you identify it and that they are actually treated. So that's pretty much our thing we got.
Yep, and I'd just like also to add that we've been in the medical field, even though we've only just started our medical training. We've seen many people afflicted by anemia, and we've seen gone to rural and remote areas. We've seen people who, even in Australia, a developed country, who aren't able to access healthcare because they're so far away from the nearest clinic, and that's what really drove us to seek a better solution.
Okay.
All right.
And Eric, your question for the Games team, Brainy Studio.
Brainy Studio, we heard about the inspiration with Earth Hour for the overall game, but tell us what inspired you to create this visual world. Tell us about what sparked you to do the look and even the music of this world you created.
The inspiration for us was World Hour, yes, and we want to create a new, unique game atmosphere, and we want to make not the 3D game, not the 2D game, we want to mix that and to make 2.5D game, because we think it's really great mix, and our visual style artist, he made all this great job, and yeah.
And thank you. my visual style in the game, it's like a very simple style because, straight lines, really simple shapes. I think it could be very interesting and looks really cool in the game. I don't know how it will look in the game, so I just made it and so... Wow, it's okay. Everybody loves it, so this is it.
Yeah. About that what the game inspire and film inspire us to make this graphic style. It was the cartoon Paranormal. It's really great.
Thank you.
And for our last question in the Dream It Round, Satya, over to the innovation team, Estimate.
It's an amazing app. I was just wondering, you have some inspirational stories to tell from your friends, perhaps? Or what made you build this? Were your friends usually late to parties, or what was it?
Yep, so the kind of friends we have, as you know, obviously 60% of them are late all the time. So,
oh, man, that's accurate.
So there was this time we were meeting up at the train station, and one of our friends said we'd be right there in 5 minutes. And as you can imagine, we were still waiting there 2 hours later. Yeah. That's just one of the few examples. When you walk down the street, you can see everyone, people on their phones, waiting for people, asking, where are you? How long will you be? Are you even on your way? So that's what our app tries to answer. It answers all these questions in a simple interface.
Yep. And because we found that people were very sensitive about their information sharing, that's why we decided to not share their exact location with their friends. So that's one of the different things about our app.
But then I guess for the Imagine Cup, we had four members in our team. One of them would be constantly late to the meetings. And then, funnily enough, he wasn't able to make it here today. So. But that's a whole entire different reason. We won't blame him for that. But just want to say we made it. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, well done, teams. We're going to go on to the second round called the Build It Round. In this round's questions, you'll be about all the technology behind your projects, how you actually built them, and how you brought your ideas to life. So, Satya, we're going back to you. The first question is yours for the games team, Brainy Studio.
So you use the Unity engine, and obviously it's a mobile app. So I know that you also have some ideas around virtual reality. So give me a little bit of how you want to extend this with what you've built. To what I think is an emerging trend around games.
So we really like the virtual reality technology, and we think we as the developers can help a little bit to spread it worldwide. So we decided we would like to make this technology, support of that technology in our game. And what we didn't have, for example, normal glasses for us, so we decided to make handmade virtual reality glasses. Yes, we take the big Windows phone, Nokia Lumia 1520, and use it as a screen, use accelerometer and it, and we write some code in Unity to divide the camera for the left eye to the right eye, and we did it really great. You can just look at after that, I think. Yeah.
So it's two video screens, basically?
Technically, yes, but when you put it on virtual reality glasses, you see the 3D effect, and we try to make level design of our game really for the 3D. Yeah, like the roller coasters from the different side of you. Yes, because we have wires and so on.
Cool.
And we have demo version of Windows Phone Store, so you can download it and try it.
On to Hadi, a question for the innovation team.
Right, so Estimate, you guys are building what is naturally a social and viral app. And you know, by the choice of going on the Windows platform, if I want to organize something with a bunch of friends, have you thought about using either HTML5 or going cross-platform so the other friends I want to meet up with can respond to me to tell me where they are?
Yeah. Our next step is building the cross-platform using Xamarin. Yeah, we're planning to next 3 months, so we're gonna release this app to all three platforms. About HTML5, we're gonna look into it. We don't have much knowledge in this area yet.
And how about for friends who don't even have the app? Can they use it using HTML5 using their web browser on their phone?
Yeah, we'll look into it.
All right.
They're mobile first.
So for people who don't even have the app, we were thinking about integrating Facebook into our app as well. So it pulls the events from Facebook as well as your friends. And that would be a very easy way of leveraging off a market. And yeah, in terms of the cross-mode development, we are looking into a 3 to 6 month development process for those platforms. So we will enable friends of on any type of platform to meet up together in a smarter way.
And Eric, the final question in the Build It round is for you. World Citizenship Team.
Anemia, so you do the image processing in the cloud. It seems like this has a lot of potential for areas where they may not have access to the cloud yet. What are the possibilities for doing the processing locally or in some other method?
So I'll answer this question in two ways. So the first reason is, why did we choose to build it in the cloud? So we believe that this is a mobile-first, cloud-first world. And Anemia sits right in the center of this world. And this century is going to be marked by the fact that humans can now extend their powers beyond their minds. Just like the steam engine let us to use extend our physical powers beyond our muscles, I believe that the cloud computing revolution can let us extend our minds beyond what we can do normally. For instance, not just to do new things, but to do old things better and faster. So this, even like you said, there are some areas that can't access the cloud, but what we found is that in a lot of areas, even in villages in Africa, places that you don't expect to even have running water, they do have a mobile phone. They have 2G access. And by putting it on the cloud, we enable our program to run on every platform. And I mean every platform, not just iOS, Android, Windows Phone. I mean feature phones, DSLRs, cameras, anything that can take a photo, and anything that you can reach to a web browser. And that means that we can reach the most number of people everywhere worldwide. With the possibilities, regarding the possibility of putting it locally, that is definitely possible. The processing can be offloaded onto a normal PC or a desktop. In fact, that was what my first prototype was.
Okay, excellent answers all around, you guys. So there's one round left, though, and that's the Live It round. It's about how you plan to bring your technologies to market. So let's get to it. Eric, please begin the round with a question for the innovation team.
Estimate, you guys have a lot of competition out there from existing services, some of which are very big competitors. And you also have a freemium model. What type of premium features do you think people would be willing to pay for versus all the free services out there?
Yep, so the main difference we have with our competitors is the privacy, and I think we can appeal to a lot of users out there who think they don't want to disclose their exact location to your friends. With regards to the premium features, we think that our app, like if you meet up at a cafe in advance, set up a meeting next week, we can think of like discounts and that you can provide to these people to your friends meeting up. For the premium features, you could talk about. Good.
Yep. So we'll be providing it free for a trial period, and after that, there'll be restrictions on how many meetings they can have per month, and they can unlock it through an in-app purchase.
Okay. Cool. Satya. Oh. Yeah. Satya, your question for the World Citizenship Team.
I like the way you thought about the world as developing and developed, and you know, even thought about the business model for the two. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about maybe insurance companies in the developed world and what they may do with your app. And then in the developing world, you talked about NGOs and other organizations. So tell me a little more about how you plan to go to market with these governmental or non-governmental organizations.
So I have to admit that my experience with insurance companies is a bit lacking. I come from Australia, and we live in the world of socialized medicine. So but But to the best of my ability, I will answer your question. So we think that insurance companies can use this as a preventative health measure. We don't think that health is something that some people are working against. Like, some people seem to think that insurance companies don't want people to be healthy. And we don't think that's true. We think that insurance companies play a big role in preventative health because it's in their interest. You don't want someone to go to the hospital and have to do thousands of dollars of payouts. And we think insurance companies can actually use this to tell users, to give them impetus to improve their own health. And we see that this is going to happen in a lot of places. I'm sure all of you here are familiar with the quantified self movement, and that's really where that strikes at the heart of it, to use data, big data, to monitor our own bodies in the way that we've monitored everything else in the world, to make that universal.
In regards to NGOs and partnerships, so currently we can imagine Inemia working everywhere. It is the world's first simple, non-invasive, and easily accessible tool for screening anemia. So I'll answer it really quickly because we have 7 seconds. We've already had our app in hospitals within Australia. Our next step is we're going to be partnering with Aboriginal health organisations and nursing districts. Oh. We have partners.
Under the wire, I love it. Hadi, you have the honour of asking the last question in the competition. Over to the games team.
I was waiting for somebody to run over the timer and hear that sound. So my question for you guys, you know, your app is basically a game, but you know, it was inspired by a conservation, electricity conservation, energy conservation. So similar to the World Citizenship Team, have you thought about using NGOs or nonprofits as a distribution mechanism? Distribution is one of the hardest things for games initially.
So we didn't thought about that, but yeah, it's a great question. We need to think about this. I have a 1 minute and 10 seconds. I think we will do it. We will definitely do it, and.
Well, let me ask differently. What are your ideas for distribution?
Yes, this is a good question. We want to make monetization model is freemium. It's a free demo version with one episode and full version with fixed price. Because we don't think the advertising model is suitable for us, because the kids also may play in our game, and free to play, it's not also our story. Because we thought, it's like free-to-play movie, just imagine. You start watching this movie, and after 15 minutes, you get message like, you run out of energy, you need to wait 24 hours to continue watching the movie. So our model is demo and full version with fixed price. And we have some money to promote our game, so.
All right.
Well, that does it. 3 rounds of questions are complete. Guys, these are some brave students, so let's give them a round of applause for our 3 Imagine Cup contenders. And the World Championships are hard work for judges, too. So we're in a moment. We're going to give them a quick break backstage to deliberate. In the meantime, we've got a special guest who would like to say a few words.
Congratulations to all of you for the work you've done so far in the Imagine Cup. The great thing about young innovators is that they see things the rest of us don't. They have a fresh perspective and a new way of looking at old problems. When Paul Allen and I were starting Microsoft, we pulled all-nighters and worked 18-hour days. We were nonstop, and it was really wonderful. When I talk to innovators today and hear about their ideas, it takes me back to those early days. One of the amazing things about software development is that one or two people with a great idea sitting in a dorm room or a garage can make a huge impact. With today's technologies like cloud computing and easy download to mobile devices, the opportunity to have a big impact very quickly is larger than ever.
The Imagine Cup is an excellent way to recognize and reward young innovators and encourage them to keep working on ideas that can change the world. I'm looking forward to meeting the students who take home this year's Imagine Cup. Good luck to all of you.
It's been an amazing week for us at Microsoft. We did our first company-wide hackathon this week, and we had, you know, over 100,000 people all participating. And then to have a chance on Friday to come here and spend time with student developers, I wish every week was like this, where you just live amongst developers all the time. And it's just exciting. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you know, just seeing Bill speak, we are the original student developer company and the original tools company, and to have that inspiration that comes from listening and talking and seeing developers imagine things, and especially the young developers. I mean, the ideas we saw this morning amongst the winners, I was also looking at all the various teams that competed. First of all, give all of yourselves a round of applause because it's a fantastic team. The thing that's perhaps most exciting to me is we live in a time where we can imagine the impossible and make it probable. And you saw it in the finalists, you saw it in the other winners, in terms of there is just boundless imagination and the possibilities of what technology can do to any walk of life. And that's what makes it exciting. And to be able to take that power, the power of software and the tools, and democratize innovation, starting with the youth, is something that's truly inspirational for us at Microsoft, and it's great to see all of you compete and compete with the spirit that I think is only going to make each one of us better. So thank you for participating, thank you, and congratulations to the winners, but I would want to have Eric and Hadi also come up and share some thoughts. And one of the things I'm really excited about is this tradition of perhaps bringing back all of you to Seattle to celebrate your boundless imagination. Thank you, and Hadi.
Well, as somebody who's been trying to get students around the world to learn computer programming and just get started with the basics, it's just been amazing to me to see how not only these finalists, but also the teams before them as well, the level of technical excellence in all of the apps you guys have created is just stunning. So that's what I had to say.
That's awesome. Eric?
Yeah, this is so Reddit is also a student startup, and you know, Reddit, you know, it has not won any design awards. It looks like it's from the 90s, perhaps. So I was especially impressed with just how good all of these different programs looked, the UX on them, how easy they are to use for anyone around the world, and just the level of detail and polish is really, really impressive.
All right, so we're ready for the award?
Think we have a winner picked?
I think so. You're going to give me my cue? All right, thank you so much. I mean, I must say, everyone should think of themselves and the finalists as winners. It is just amazing. It is the stories behind your ideas were equally impressive, and I thought you all did fantastic in responding to all the questions. You know, that 90-minute thing, I was like, I didn't know what to ask. And you did much better than me. So the three of us, we spent exactly 90 seconds deciding, and it was great to come to a unanimous decision. It's Inemia from New Zealand.
I'm gonna bring the beat back. Yeah.